What happened today?
Today's the 10th of October. It was on this day in 1846 that Neptune's moon Triton was discovered, just 17 days after Neptune itself was discovered. All of Neptune's moons named after Roman or Greek mythological characters. In 1899, on this day, African-American inventor Isaac R. Johnson patented the bicycle frame. There's not much information about Johnson, but his invention has certainly paved the way for modern versions of bicycles. On this day in 1936, Sir Donald Bradman scored 212 runs in 202 minutes. Oh, that's a lot of running very fast. That was during a cricket test match, more than a run a minute. On this day in 1967, the Outer Space Treaty signed, forming the basis of the International Space Law, which includes all countries can explore space for the interests of all humankind, and that no state or party to the treaty may place nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction in the orbit of Earth, on the Moon, or any other celestial body. On this day in 1972, James Brown alienated much of his audience by meeting with President Richard Nixon in the White House, endorsing him in his bid for re-election. On this day in 77, an audience member threw an M80 cherry bomb firecracker on stage at an Aerosmith show in Philadelphia. The explosion injured both Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, and the next year, Tyler was hit in the face with a bottle when they played in the same arena. It was on this day in 85 when American actor, director and producer Orson Welles died. He co-wrote, produced, directed and starred in his first film, Citizen Kane, in 41, still considered by many to be the greatest film ever made. What brought Welles to national attention, though, 2 years earlier, was his adaptation and radio broadcast of the brilliant H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. And on this day in 1979, Fleetwood Mac were awarded their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The band has sold over 100 million records worldwide since their formation in '67, one of the world's best-selling bands of all time.